Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Carolina Panthers.
Hey, yeah. Relax.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
Oh yeah, I'm hot.
If you really upset, bomb on me so I can go inside. Okay? You got me?
Yeah.
Like, loosen a screw.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
I won't press no charges. You can even play the whole season. No game suspension, none of that. All right?
Yeah.
I may even give you some money. All right? I don't want to make you laugh. Okay?
Cat scratch fever.
But not here, baby.
Cat scratch fever.
I can't quit now. Yeah, I keep my focus, man. I keep my focus. We're going to find out how far we can push ourselves.
Another show. The season is in the book. Yeah. I was just looking back. It's been since the end of November since we've had a show. Purely my fault. Life is up. But hey, I'm here to talk Carolina Panthers football along with the rest of you. Talk about these games we just had and all the controversy around them. And I'm going to preview the Super Bowl. But hiring a Perry fuel, is that how you say it? Going to London, Patriots by 2.5. I jumped all over that. Let me get my hands in here. I see I got Goose Creek out on the line. What's up, GC?
How's it going, Jackson?
Good. I mean, I guess, you know. So, what do you think about the Sunday games?
What do I think about the Sunday games, you said?
Yeah, all the controversy around them, yeah. You know, the
past. I didn't think there was a whole lot of controversy. I was glad to see what happened to the Saints.
Yeah,
I put it in one of the cat scratch reader comments that it was karma. If you remember when Saints went to the Super Bowl, they went through both the Rams and the Vikings, hitting the quarterback after the yard let go of the ball, and it was like two beats later and they were killing quarterbacks. They hit Favre must be 15 times in that game and never drew a whistle. Besides stepping on people and doing the other little herk-jerk stuff that Williams coached them to do. So nobody complained about not getting flags on those. So
that's a good
too
point.
Bad, so sad.
I mean, they, back in their dirty defense, that's exactly how they got to the Super Bowl. So I guess it got done to them somewhat, but it was just an unfortunate play. Dude was way early when it happened. You slow it down, instant replay, and like, oh my God, I mean, it was way early. But, you know, instant replay always makes it worse, look worse.
Right.
But you do be able to throw a challenge flag on that, make it reviewable, and I'm just completely against that. Because you missed an obvious call. Well, that's just such a slippery slope now because, in replay, you can see the touchdown, and therefore contact is allowed. I just think it's a slippery slope opening up to jump calls like that just because they missed one obvious one.
Well, that's it. You know, if they're going to do that, if they're going to have it, you know, have New York call in and say, you know, we got to change that call. Is New York going to call in on every time they have a face mask that's not called? or they're going to have it every time they call it wrong when they call pass interference and they've got the receiver pushing off? Are they going to dial up and say no, it's offensive interference? You know, what are they? Where are they going to draw the line?
And, yeah, you keep down that slippery slope, and the next thing you know, you got because you're reviewing every play.
And I don't think they're going to give it. If they do it, they're not going
to
get coaches. They're not going to get any more than the two or three challenges they have now. It'll be out of New York, so New York's going to have to be buzzing the stoppage and play all the time.
Well, you got a challenge back, right?
I'm sorry?
If you're right. If you're right, you get your challenge back, don't you? If you're, you know, if you challenge it and you're correct,
you get three challenges if you get first two right. Two challenges.
You get one of them back. Yeah.
You get an additional one if you get the other two right.
Gotcha.
Kind of like a robot.
What?
I was saying you're cutting a little bit in and out. You kind of sound like a robot. I don't know if you heard me.
Who, me or Goose?
No, you. Goose sounds fine, but you're like, it's really choppy. Well, at least on my end. Maybe I need to call back. I don't know.
No, it's hard for me. That's why I was repeating some of the things he said, because it was chopping in and out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to hear what you have to say, but it is going in and out.
Well, that sucks. I don't know what I'm doing wrong today.
Maybe you're
doing better right now.
The Saints lost.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that any better? I don't know what else to do. I am on my cell phone. Probably not the best thing to use, but it usually works.
You got to stand on your head. That's the only way it works.
Stand on my head?
Yep.
Hold your
I use my cell phone.
Oh,
too.
Did I go out again?
Have my, I use my cell phone, but I always put my headphones in, and it works pretty good usually.
Yeah, I actually did that last time.
Do you have earbuds?
Yeah. No, I don't have them in right here. Let me try that. Oh, shit. Wrong one. Oh, here we go.
You still can't hear me?
No, it's no,
you are. You're really good.
You hear me now?
It's that engineering degree from Georgia Tech got that fixed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sounds better.
How about now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of weird.
Can you hear me now? Screw the Saints.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for them one bit. Even the Goose reminded me of their dirty defense days. On the other side, I think the Chiefs could be just as pissed. That catch by Chris Hogan on third down, I mean, it was a beautiful catch, but sure looked like to me it hit the ground. And they didn't overturn it. They did. They held it. And then also the muff punt. Looked to me still like it hit the guy's finger. Because of that it didn't. I was thinking, so that would have been a touchdown for the Chiefs. What do y'all think?
I don't know. I'm lost in your train of thought because I'm sitting on my own little world right now thinking about the Rams game with the Saints at the end of the – toward the end of regulation when the Rams went down and kicked the field goal. They kicked the field goal on second down after they called – after Peyton had called timeout to ice the kicker. I told my wife, I said, if I was them, the Rams – I'd have the kicker go out there and throw a pass to the guy lined up on the end of the line and go ahead and get the touchdown. And she said, they can't do that. I said, it's second down. I said, they can fake the kick, let the kicker throw the pass. If it's not open, throw it out the end zone. You know, what are they going to do? They send the guy down. And when you look on that field goal, the Saints sent everybody. They didn't have anybody back on defense. If they were to run the fake, it would have been wide open. He'd have had nothing but green grass in front of him. I said, you'd have to be ballsy to do it, but it was a perfect situation because it was a second down.
Would have been a turnover on down.
Good point.
It would have.
No. It was second down, and there was like 11 seconds left, so they put him in there, and that play wouldn't take any more than 5 or 6 seconds. So if it's an incomplete pass,
as long as he doesn't try to kick the ball,
the field goal, and if he's wide open and he catches it, he walks into the end zone.
But if he drops it, it's not. Is it a turnover on downs or not?
No, it was second down.
Okay. Yeah.
So it'd only be now. It'd be third down.
A special team play. Okay. I didn't know what the rules were as far as that goes.
Yeah. No. Yeah. They fake the kick, just still second down. It'd be third down.
Well, that would have been the second time they did that, though, right? I mean, maybe that's what they were thinking. Didn't they do the fake punt? That punt won that.
I can't remember.
And then wasn't that the Rams that had it?
I thought that was the week before.
I didn't get to watch it.
Is that the week before? Damn.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
If they did, it was one of those times when I went out the room for some reason or another, because I don't remember it. But it might have been, but I know they did it the week before.
And that was a punt, right?
Yep.
The only thing I saw a little bit of the highlights, and I saw when the Rams got down there by the goal line, it was fourth and pretty short, and they ended up kicking a field goal. And I saw one of the offensive linemen over there beside McVay, you know, kind of frustrated, you know, like, man, we needed to go for that type of deal.
No, it was in this game. I looked it up here. Johnny Hecker. The kicker, completed the pass versus the Saints 2 days ago. Good. And it was well-timed. I mean, it caught everybody by surprise. More power to them. So, you know, Saints.
Yeah, like I
gonna
said,
have
if you look at when they kicked the field goal, you watch the defense for the Saints. If that guy at the end of the line had just drifted off, there was nobody there. They had everybody rushing. There was nobody set for defensive backfield.
But this was for the field goal try.
Right. That's what I said. There had been a ball to call, but it was a perfect situation.
Yeah, don't know if that kicker can throw the ball or not. Of course, anybody can throw 30 feet.
Oh, from what I've heard, Hecker is one of the best passing kickers in the league, from what I've heard.
He is, but he's the punter.
Yeah, the punter.
That's what I'm sorry.
Yeah. See, the Chiefs fired their DC. I mean, come on.
But he had already retired anyway.
2003. Yeah, I mean, that's what the Patriots did to us, man. They got that ball and a minute left or whatever, and you knew you weren't going to stop them. bastard. Brady just needs to retire.
So does Brady. But he's one of the he's only one of the quarterbacks in the NFC South that I don't hate. So seems to do a lot of good things for people. Outside
I don't
of
dislike,
him being the quarterback for the Saints.
Breeze and Brady's never really pissed me off. I just hate that they win all the damn time. It's just no fun.
I thought Breeze was pretty much a jerk during the NFL holdout, players holdout. But, you know, that's because they were poor mouthing, poor babies.
Yeah. So, Matt, what'd y'all think of the Perry Fuel? I guess he's DB coach.
Well, he's been around for forever, and he's always every time he's lost one job, he's got another one. So apparently, he has a following. But I've never really kept up with him that closely, to be honest.
We interviewed him for the head coaching job, remember?
Yeah. When we hired Rivera. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him more when he was back with the Bears back forever ago.
I remember from the Giants.
For sure would have been nice to get Pagano, though. That would have been nice.
Where'd he go?
I think he either went to the Bears or the Browns, one of the two. Yeah, he got the
Bears.
Yeah, he's second
defensive coordinator
for the Bears.
Yeah. So we got, Perry is over the secondary. And,
well, this Rivera's going to call the plays next year.
Is he going to keep doing that?
He sure is. That's a good thing. That's
I think
a specialty.
So, he needs to. So, our defensive quality control guy is Vincent Rivera. I think there's any.
Nephew.
For real?
That's his nephew. He's been there a couple of years now.
Has he? Okay.
What is it exactly that that
What's the word
does?
For that?
I think he's pretty much a gopher and a stats guy.
Yeah, I think there's certainly a stats element to it. Yeah, honestly, hell, I'm not sure. Beyond that. Quality control.
Well, I'm a
Travell Wharton.
Somebody else. I can handle that.
Tell Travell Wharton, we might need him back. Let's see. Losing Thomas. Yeah. He definitely showed how you go out style, go out mad. What y'all think? Any words for T?
It's gonna be hard to see him in another jersey.
I think. Unless he just gets nothing of an offer.
I wouldn't have been against him going last year, be honest, just to bring Shaq Thompson up and let him play. You know, at some point you got to make a break. And, I mean, just I wasn't sad that they kept him around, But I wouldn't have been disheartened if they'd let him go either. You know, sometimes it's like a 50-50.
Ray comes back.
Olsen? He sounded like he wanted to.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know. You know, I don't rule anybody out because of multiple injuries with Thomas Davis. You know, after his three ACLs, you'd have thought there's no way he played, what, 8 more seasons or something? Something like that.
It's been quite a few.
More. Yeah. What do you think about playing the Bucks in London?
I wish they were playing somebody else, but I'm glad they're going to London.
They're losing the home game. We are or they are?
They are. Yeah, that's brutal.
Can you chuckle?
Yeah.
Sure
can. You can give a clap. You can give a clap for that.
I'm a little slow on the take there. Let's try. Oh, wait, not that one. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
The Bucks lose the home game. And I guess appropriately, here you go.
Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, you did hear that Thomas Davis's replacement in, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, about a week ago, they signed a new guy on a futures contract, Jonathan Celestin.
Yeah, I saw something about that. He's supposed to be pretty quick, too. Pretty fast.
I don't know. He's bounced around a little bit. It'll be his second year. He was a rookie last year and bounced around. So I was being facetious, but they did bring in a linebacker.
You were being facetious. I'm like, you. I thought I kind of had you figured out there. Yeah. Rukoda, 6'1", 230. Yeah. I.
What's
doubt.
His name?
Celestin.
Celestin. Celestin. You don't have.
You gotta feel real good. You gotta feel real good in our new 3-4 we're gonna run, right?
Yeah, you see all that traffic going on about that?
Yeah, that's a little loopy. I don't know. You ain't seen anything like
on
that?
Blog?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen anything about us. Rumors of us switching to a 3-4.
Yep. And even Wes Horton had some kind of conversation I read either today or yesterday that something about them going to a 3-4. And then I've heard it on WFNZ. Goose, you listen to WFNZ?
No, I don't.
You and Jackson, y'all need to get on that. It's just all they do is just Carolina sports is all they do. And, you know, they have, you know, their normal 6 to 10 morning show and then 10 to 4 and then after that. And it's a lot of Panther stuff. I mean, I got turned on to it by that guy that helped me out with the Daily Fantasy, Jackson, the guy that used to do all the Excel work.
Yeah.
He's the one that turned me on to it. And I've been listening to him, seriously, every morning, Monday through Friday, ever since. But anyway, some of those guys have brought it up.
Let's see if that's on TuneIn. I just
it was on TuneIn. It's not on TuneIn anymore because it was. But I can tell you how to get there. I can send you a message on Messenger and tell you how to get to where you need to go. I'll send you the link.
I probably won't be able to listen to it live.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time you've told me where to go.
I never listen. That's the problem.
If I go there, I won't be lonely. I'll see all my old friends there.
Yeah. All right. Family and friends. Yeah, so this Celestin guy spent a couple of weeks on the Chargers and practice squad. And bounced through Atlanta, Chargers, Jets, until he came here.
So,
and it's probably a special teamer at most. I tell you who I just noticed on the roster that intrigued me is Isaiah Battle, tackle. And he played for Clemson. Seems I recall him being pretty good.
Him. Yeah, I forgot about that guy.
It'd be really cool if he turned out to be a good left tackle. The answer's on the roster. Who would have thunk it? Let's see. I guess we can talk about the Super Bowl. When I looked up the odds today and I did a post on it, it was 2.5 points, and I, like, jumped on it. I went ahead and took the 2.5 bucks on the Patriots because it just seems in a neutral stadium or, you say, probably full of Patriot fans, I think them – only down 2.5, I could win. I think the spread's going to get larger as the game approaches. I think people are going to be putting money on the Patriots. And if I bet on them, I think that'll be it. But honestly, I really don't mind them winning because I'm hoping that finally Brady can call it at his fifth ring. Yeah. Yeah. Throw the fuck away.
You know, you talk about home field advantages and all. If you go back to the Saints game, that's another subject you could bring up because Sean Payton, being the bastion of all this fair and sportsmanlike, had told the crowd that they needed to holler not only when the Rams line up on offense, but also while they're in the huddle.
Really? I was asking that's just unfair. I mean, you could be bitchy about it and say, oh, we can have a stadium like that and a crowd that yells, and so, you know, go Saints, but
I don't care if the fans do it on their own, but to go before the game and get out there and make the announcement on radio shows and all that other to be hollering during their huddle, that's not sportsmanship.
Good point. Definitely having
I thought that's whatever. I thought that's what every home team did. I didn't know any different.
When did you hear Ron Rivera get on a radio show and say holler during the opposing team's huddle?
Oh, no. That's not what I meant. I'm saying I didn't – like, I've only been to one game. That's been years
ago. No, they'll holler when the guys line up on offense so they can't hear the snap count and such. And that's the fans doing it. That's part of the home team advantage. But to sit there and tell them they can't even – don't even let them call a play before they – when they're in the huddle,
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Well, I don't even mind the yelling. It's loud that you couldn't do anything. It's crazy how badly it was affecting the game. Even if it was during the huddle or while he was trying to call the play, it's just amazing to me. But again, I don't know how you'd stop that. I don't think you really can.
No.
But it was.
And really and truly, I'm probably not the right person to be bitching about it, because it bothers me. I'm such a curmudgeon when I'm at a game, when they're down there beating on the sides of my seat when I'm sitting in a seat trying to make noise, you know? Give me a break, you know? I'm there to enjoy the game, and somebody's beating on my seat, kicking the bottom of my seat.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to.
You thought that's what you're supposed to do.
It was probably me that one game I went to.
Well, they can beat on their own seat.
It's still amazing how loud.
And I shouldn't argue
Seattle
too bad.
Kansas City
I have been known to beat on things before.
You nasty rascal.
Now, your mind's better, see. I didn't say anything.
Hey, what is that sports show where it's got the old guy in the middle that says the crazy stuff and wears a hat?
Oh, that's the one where the guy's dad on the show. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, isn't it? I think it's a female, a lady, and then that dude in the middle, and then the son. And the guy in the middle doesn't really say anything. He just does stupid shit sometimes. Or says very little. If me, Goose, and Cat were, you know, in a catastrophe, were in a show,
I'd be sitting in the middle. Is that what you're saying? I'd be the old guy in the middle.
Yeah.
Saying stupid shit.
Yeah.
I'm qualified. Sign me up.
I'd be the one
thumbs
making sure
down.
Your makeup was right, Goose.
I'm right there.
So, let's see. Another comment is, boy, Todd Gurley sure didn't do him in the game. You know, C.J. Anderson just must be thank you, Panthers. And I'll probably get more snaps than Todd Gurley. Oh, man. I mean, you know, yes, he is good when he has the ball in his hands, but the rest of his game still has a lot of...
Yeah, don't put him back there in pass pro.
No. And
you got to figure, too,
Anderson.
He got signed week 16 of the season.
Yeah.
So his legs are in better shape than anybody else on that field.
And that was his third team, remember?
Yeah, but he didn't play for the other two. Hardly any. That's what I said. He's got fresh legs.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah,
else
yeah, yeah,
is
yeah. Oh, I agree.
Tired.
Yeah.
But I think
he's nice in his way,
in
man. He's running hard.
You know, and you got to give Belichick credit, too. Did you see how he used his running backs?
Like a head coach should.
With White, and then went to the other running back. I can't remember his name. And then put the fullback in to finish the game when everybody was tired.
Sony Michel is the starter.
Michel.
He
ran White. James White and Michelle, and then when everybody got tired, he put the fullback guy in there and just let him run all over him.
Yeah, Rex Burkhead.
Yeah, that was clever use of the running backs. I mean, it was a good, smart idea.
That's why we hate Belichick for fantasy football and running backs. he doesn't help anyone.
Yeah. He makes them all 10th round picks. Yeah. I tell you, I can't believe the Patriots shit out of that. That just shocked the hell out of me.
I missed what you said there.
Just made them. You what? You missed it.
I missed what you said there.
It's me that the Patriots shut out the
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I thought the Chargers were going to win.
In the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. The Patriots. And, yeah, in this game, first half. That just shocked me. Sorry, I said Chargers. I meant Chiefs. You guys are still having a hard time hearing me, aren't you?
Yeah, you're cutting in a little bit, but.
Damn it. I don't know what this is providing the way I do it every week. So, I'm not sure. Try to next time.
You pay your electric bill this week?
I did. So my power's struggling, man. It's been cold down here.
Shoot, it's been cold for me, you know, and I walk in and out of freezers all night long. And the only relief I get is when I go into these freezers, because it was like minus, or not minus, but it was 9 degrees the other night when I was working. I was like, man, it's everything I can do to get my own freezer.
Darn, I hate those days when I used to have to work in bad weather.
That ain't fun.
I tell you something, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
One of the coldest days I've ever been is working on a ship in Mayport, Florida. I was up on the antenna on the Saratoga, and it was freezing rain, just below freezing. And it was raining, and it would freeze when it hit that steel deck. And I had gloves on, and I was working up on the mast, up on the antenna. And I was holding on with my gloved hand, and the glove froze to the mast. And when I went down, I left the glove up there, couldn't get it pried off the ice.
You didn't stick your tongue to it?
I don't know what the fuck.
No. I'm not as dumb as you look. I mean, I look.
Anyone going to watch the Pro Bowl?
Cold.
Anyone going to watch the Pro Bowl?
No, but I'm going to watch the Senior Bowl. Senior Bowl is on Saturday, I believe.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're going to have a lot of good offensive linemen to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And we need some.
So they got one guy that looks like a first-round pick, playing that Montez Sweat, defensive end out of Mississippi State. But,
well, they got the defensive end out of college, too. What is it, Zach Allen,
yeah.
Yeah, out of Boston College.
Yeah. I imagine Keekly would be happy to come on over to the Panthers.
Yeah, lots of edge rushers, linebackers, and actually a lot of And you're right, offensive lineman. Y'all know anything about the South Carolina players? The Dennis?
He's an offensive tackle that got a lot of buzz toward the end of his college season this year. He played really well. He held up real well against Clemson in that game, too, because he was getting noticed. And then they played the Clemson-Carolina game, and he sort of shut his guy down on his side during that game as a tackle.
And then the wide receiver, Debo Samuel.
Yeah, he was rated number one wide receiver a year ago, and hasn't shown as well this year, and I think he might have had some nagging injuries or something. I don't know, but he hadn't shown as well. But he's a all-around guy. He's like Bird, but better.
I've seen a lot of hype on that center from NC State. I don't know if he's going to be at the Senior Bowl. I don't know if he's a senior or not.
Yes, he is. He's going to be there.
Garrett Bradbury?
I actually like him as back. I like the kid Dalton Reisner out of Kansas State first. He plays right tackle for Kansas State, but he can also play guard, and he was a all-freshman team center for Kansas State, and they moved him to tackle because they needed him there. But he's the perfect bill for a center, and that's where he really belongs. But Kansas State had him at tackle because they needed him there, and he still made, you know, a couple of lists as a first-round pick at tackle, but he's really a center. But being able to play both guard positions, right tackle and center, he'd be a valuable pick.
Well, I trust anybody that Herney takes in the first round. I think he has a good history. And we've got a few picks after that. We have two third-round picks. We got our second. Yeah, so we have, what, four picks? And
we've got four picks in the right at the top 100. Because you don't know where that comp pick is going to be. The third-round comp pick can be anywhere from 97 to, you know, well, actually from 96, because one of the teams used to pick during the supplemental draft. So it'll be 95 picks, regular picks, in the first three rounds. So if you're one of those first five comp picks in the third round, you'll be top 100. So we may have four top 100 picks.
That's the same thing when we had David Gettleman and he drafted Moten. Remember?
Yep.
So, yeah, because I remember we had four picks in the top 100. So
yeah, I think our top one then was like 88, so we did good.
It looks like there's a number of good centers in this draft. I mean, I definitely think we're going to be going after one.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones. I don't think there's a great center. That's where I said I think Reisner hasn't played center since his freshman year in college. But I think if he'd been playing center, he'd go in the first round as a center, or at very least top of the second. But he was playing out of position. He's a little small as a tackle. And he has a little bit of trouble, you know.
Football doesn't have
rushers.
And must have him guard.
I think we're going to miss Khalil a lot more than a lot of people think.
I think so too. Just calls, the assignments on the offensive line against the defensive players.
Yeah. He was one of the guys, like, when I knew he was going to retire, I really was devastated. I mean, I knew eventually it was going to come, but he's just one of those guys, like, man. Probably the same way, you know, I felt like when Jordan Gross retired.
Yeah. You know, a guy that nobody's hearing from, you don't know what happened to him this draft, was the guy that was preseason last year. They had him in the top 100 players in the draft if he'd come out, was Larry Allen III.
Yep.
Plays at Harvard. Because last year, right before the season, he took off for a year for personal reasons. He'd only said personal reasons. And he went back to Harvard this year, and the kid that had replaced him on the line, they platooned him and the other kid. One would play one series and one would play the next. So he didn't start all the time. And now I haven't heard him going to any of the pre-draft camp, you know, preps, or he's not going to the Senior Bowl. He's not going to Shrine Bowl and then go to the NFL Players Association Bowl. You just wonder, he was talking about he wanted to be some sort of medical scientist or something. So maybe he just decided he's not going to play football. I don't know.
A doctor. Yeah, I think I saw the same thing you did. I think he's wanting to become a doctor, which good for him. Good for him.
But he would have been a good one to be groomed as a center. Smart.
Was he a tackle?
He was a guard. Played guard at Harvard. But he was a little short. And you know that doesn't affect you as badly at center.
Yeah, you want them stocky at center.
You want them stocky and smart. You want your center to be the smartest guy on your team, if you can.
That's very, very true. Incredibly true. Which is why I'd be the backup water boy. Boom.
Do y'all recall Tony Romo's performance during the Chiefs-Patriots game when he kept calling the plays beforehand?
Oh, I told my wife many times that I said that he's the best analyst they've got, and he's only been there 2 years, and he got selected to do the Super Bowl now.
It's not even close. He is amazing at what he does.
He is. I noticed it right away. I talked to my wife during the game about it. I said, you listen to him. He is so much head and shoulders above any of the rest. I mean, even the little things. Like on that last kick that the Rams did when I said they should have faked it, you know, on that particular kick.
Mm-hmm.
But when they called the timeout, just as the center was snapping the ball, the holder for that kick took the snap and got up and started running around the end like it was going to be a fake. If you go back and look at the film, he grabbed it. Nobody else did anything. He grabbed it like, and I said, that was smart because he was putting that into their mind, you know, that you might need to hold back.
And
nobody else said anything. And then after they came back from a commercial, Tony Romo said, and did you see the holder? You know, he noticed that stuff, the little minutia like that. I noticed it, but I didn't think anybody else did, but he did.
Mm-hmm. That play to both the catches to Gronk, he predicted.
Yep.
Because he was like, see, he's looking at this thing up here, and he circled him. He's like, if he stays up here, and he's got one-on-one coverage on Gronk, that's where he's going, and you know, he did that. There's a matchup out there you can find of all five plays he did.
Even right after that, he said,
the run.
Two of the Edelman passes across the middle. He said, with this lineup, if they keep two on Gronk, they'll go to Edelman when he comes across. He's coming across the middle, and if they pull him off of Gronk and put coverage in the middle, they'll go to Gronk. And they put two on Gronk, and Edelman took the ball and made his cut from the slot right across the middle. He was calling that from just lineup before the snap. He already had the play
called the
run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know which one you're talking about.
He called
Jack.
The run on Burkhead.
I mean, he called it.
The winning touchdown at 6 yards out.
It was like four or 5 seconds left before the ball was even hiked, and he had it called. And he gets excited about it, too, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Sort of like what Luke does a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Romo was just showing how, you know, if you know how to key off the right thing, it obviously makes it easier.
We need to bring him in as our defensive coordinator. He knows what the offense is doing before they ever snap the ball.
That's funny.
No,
that's funny, Goose, because I read that somewhere. I can't remember, but said, man, we need to hire this guy as our DC because he literally does know every single play that's going.
Yeah. Bring a quarterback in as a DC.
But to be fair,
I never cared much for Tony.
A lot of those DCs, a lot of them know what's coming too. It's just a matter of your players executing. That's really what it comes down to.
That's true. Yeah. But like I said,
it's hard for anyone to cover Gronk.
Yeah, but they ought to be able to. They ought to be able to go ahead and throw the red flag and try to challenge every time he pushes off. You know, especially against the Saints. If you're playing against the Saints, they ought to be able to challenge that.
I agree.
Going back to earlier, Jackson, you were talking about the hit on Tommy Lee Lewis. You know, it's human error. I don't think you should be able to go back and review a play like that. If it's all the rest of them they got on the field, if they can't make that call, sorry about your luck. You know what I mean?
That
me personally, even if it happened to us, I still would feel the same way. Maybe.
I agree, but I just like, where in the hell was everybody looking? I was watching it live, it was pretty obvious. A lot of times, you know, it happened, and when you slow it down, it makes it exaggerates it. But and they got the perfect angle on that from the end zone corner over there. I mean, you can see the ball coming, and the dude just totally get there early.
I'm trying to remember, what play was it that the quarterback, they got a first down? Was it Patriots got a first down when somebody said they hit him in the helmet, and it showed it later that he didn't? I believe it was Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got
it was third down play, and they got a first down because he said he hit him in the helmet, and he never did.
It didn't.
How do you, I can understand you missing the play, but how do you call something that wasn't there?
Right.
Well, again, I didn't get to watch either one of the games. I got to watch a little bit of the highlights, but I can tell you this: that I know what happened in the Saints and Rams game, but I also saw when the Rams were going down the score that somebody blatantly face masked Jared Goff, and it didn't get called. I mean, it was plain as day. That call got missed. You know?
Yeah.
So that could have been a first down right there. I think that was the same drive where they had to kick the field goal from, like, fourth and
that was it. They had to kick the field goal, and they didn't get down because they missed that face mask. You're absolutely right.
The bitching does not work with me. You know what I mean? Like, it's human error. It's just the kind of thing that happens. That's what makes the games what they are.
You just have to trust that it evens out over time. You get some calls against you and some for you.
You don't need the rest to be perfect. You just need the perfect effort. Give it your all. Try your best. You know?
So you're going to be a great little league coach.
I hope so. One day.
I tell you what, I know I'm going to be pulling for the Rams in the Super Bowl, but it's going to be a bittersweet. Because I was hoping it was going to be Kansas City, because I hate pulling for the Rams, too.
It's just kind of a rematch of 2001, ain't it?
I just hate that Aqib Talib is playing for the Rams, and he might get another Super Bowl ring.
He's
the
one that
grabbed Bird in the Super Bowl by the face mask and slung him around and slung him out of bounds, and later said he did it on purpose.
He needs to do that to Brady.
He was going to get a fine, but he said, "I didn't care. We're going to win a Super Bowl." Said
he
did it
to Philly. Remember?
Yep.
He did it to Philly Brown.
That's what I said.
He was the only one showed up for that game.
Oh, yeah, it was Philly.
It was Philly, yeah. I said Burb Brown. You're right. But, I mean, you know, how bad is that to say, I did it on purpose, I knew I was doing it, and I wanted to do it. And then they fine him. They should have ejected him from the game right then when he did it.
Hey, all I'm going to say, ice up, son. Ice up.
Yeah. He wouldn't have done that to somebody we all know, huh?
Nah, Steve Smith worked the devil out of that kid.
He thought he
was something until he ran into Steve Smith.
Yeah. If he do something like that, Smith would have hurt him.
But yeah, this is a replay of 2001, ain't it?
I'm sorry?
Super Bowl? Yeah, this is a replay of the 2001 Super Bowl, the year 9/11.
Yeah.
I just thought it was
the,
always
the year before. This is the year before the Panthers Super Bowl. Actually, it's the 2002 Super Bowl, 2001 season.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah,
this
I
is
just
the year
thought
before
it was
the Panthers went, because it was a huge upset when we beat the Rams because they were defending champs.
That's right. Ex-clown. But
yeah.
I just always thought it was kind of odd, you know, because it was 2001, that season, 9/11, obviously happened in September, and then it was the Patriots, red, white, and blue, they ended up winning.
Yeah,
I thought there was a little something funny. That's why ever since then I've thought something, a little bit of funny is going on.
Well,
I mean,
all the no calls like we were talking about with the Saints defense on the year after they had the hurricane hit, and they made it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but they weren't getting called for anything. I always thought that was funny, but you know. There's been talk of conspiracy theories, and I don't know if it's conspiracy theory as much as they've just said let them play.
Mm.
And you can always go back on something. You know, Panthers can go back when they lost their first Super Bowl and say, well, I don't know why. Belichick had all the film from all their practices. You know?
No, every single guy that has been on WFNZ that talks about that, even Muhammad, anybody, they'll tell you they knew their play. Coming out in the second half, they knew everything. It's like, oh, my gosh, they knew what we were running. And, you know, Belichick is a defensive guy. He's not an offensive guy.
Yeah.
And it was shortly after that is when they got hit with, you know, with Bounty Gate.
Yeah, they were filming the practices. It's even been proven that we were filming practices. But, you know, it is what it is.
Even Jake Delhomme came on there, and he is one of the guys. He's easily top five Panthers for me. It's not about performance. It's about character, heart, in my list. And if he comes on there and he says something like, it just seems like they knew what we were doing, then you know that's got to say – it says something.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to correct the record. Tampa Bay won the year before we went to the Super Bowl in 03, and it was the year before that. I had the right. It was 2001 season, 2002 Super Bowl, but New England won that one 20-17 over the Rams. The Rams actually won in 2000 when they beat Tennessee.
Yeah, 2001 with the Ravens.
Get that last catch into the end zone.
Yeah. And didn't Tennessee come up? Oh, no, it was St. Louis that came up short against New England where he got tackled on, like, the one-yard line on the final play.
That was Tennessee.
No, it was Tennessee.
That was Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was wasn't that – was that Thigpen, the guy from NC State?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Yeah. So one of the guys –
that caught the ball that came up short?
Yep, it came up a yard short. Get it into the end zone.
Was it – one of the guys that I used to deliver to, one of the stores down in Greenville, North Carolina, that's his cousin. Yeah, he showed me pictures of him on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. It's been last year sometime. I'm pretty sure that was him that came up a yard short of the score. That's the only time Jeff Fisher's ever gotten close to winning a Super Bowl.
He had a good team back then. Had the freak curse on the defensive line, defensive end.
Sure enough. Sure did.
Well, so any predictions, guys? I'm seeing Patriots win 34-31.
If I had to put my life on it, I'd say the Patriots win, but I'm going to be pulling for the Rams, like I said, but I hate if Tlaib were to pull up on